The opening verse here in chapter 1 again shows us that Exodus is a sequel or a continuation of the book of Genesis. Jacob, his 12 sons and their families, they made up a total of 70 people who were all together in Egypt when this book begins. In chapter 6, we read that Joseph died, which is what we are told at the end of the book of Genesis, so we see how they're connected together there. Joseph's brothers and all that generation died. But, verse 7, the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied, and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. They reached the point of numbering somewhere between 2 and 3 million people by the time they got to Sinai in chapter 19 of the book of Exodus. Amazing. Talk about being fruitful and multiplying. In 430 years, they went from 70 people to 2.5 million people. How do we know that? Numbers chapter 1, a census was taken at Sinai, and it's recorded in Numbers chapter 1. And there we're told that just the males 20 years of age and older who were qualified to be soldiers numbered a total of 603,550. And they probably represented about 1/4 of the total population. And if so, then that puts us right at about 2.5 million people, give or take a 500,000, whatever, you know. Between 2 and 3 million people for sure, at least 2 million people. So they definitely were fruitful and multiplied. And then in verse 8 again, we see that there was a king that arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Now this fact is also mentioned by Luke in the book of Acts. In chapter 7, verse 18, Stephen, the martyr, before he was martyred for his faith, he was preaching a wonderfully long but a wonderful sermon there that Luke recorded in Acts chapter 7. He mentions the very same fact. He says that a king arose in Egypt that did not know Joseph. Another king arose. Now in the Greek, there's two words that are used for the word another. There's allos, which means another of the same kind. And then there's the word heretus, which means another of a different kind. And Stephen used the second word. He said another king of a different kind arose up. Very interesting. Now, we want to compare Scripture with Scripture. Make a notation of this if you would. Isaiah 52, verse 4. I'll read it to you. It says, "Thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to sojourn there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause." So there in Isaiah 52, 4, God is, through Isaiah, describing how his people initially went down to Egypt, and he says, the Assyrian oppressed them. So this new king of a different kind, by nationality, he was in Egypt, and he was an Egyptian king, but by nationality, he was an Assyrian. So he was a whole different kind of a cat.